matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And today we're going to talk about some structure in your writing, particularly goal setting for your characters. So in every scene, every character should have something to do. That's kind of obvious. And sometimes the stuff they do is big stuff, like the plot or character arc. Sometimes it's small stuff, like just be in a room and cut vegetables for a salad or something. But every character should have a goal. Just like you, the writer, should have a goal. You should always have something in your life you are heading towards, even if you think you don't deserve it, even if you think you're not good enough for it, even if you think that the goal you have in mind is this huge, massive thing that's billions of miles away. You should always have a goal. The same is true for your characters. They should have a goal. When you pick that goal, when you sit down and figure out that goal for your character, you want to think about it in three levels. Not necessarily all at the same time, because that's bananas. But think about it in terms of three levels that they could be at any given point in the story. There's the immediate moment. What's the goal of this scene? Or on a smaller scale, what's the goal of this paragraph? What's the goal of this set of actions in an action beat? The immediate goal gives us a chance to sort of talk about what's happening right now, what's around us, what's going on, where's the character at, what's the car chase like, is he scared, is she happy, is this happening, is that happening. It gives us a sense of immediacy. Zooming out, we have to start creating context. We have to start talking about the relationship of the present moment and all the feelings and the actions and the goals of the actions in the present moment to the larger picture immediately around surrounding it, right? So we're looking for not just of this present moment, this time, these seconds on the clock, but also the 5 minutes before and after now. So it's the car chase while we're driving, but it's the car chase overall, the big picture relative to the moment. We haven't gone totally far out, but we've zoomed out enough so that we can see more context for the specific goal. The reason why the character is gritting their teeth and having a difficult conversation and their goal in the immediate moment is to express a feeling or hear some bad news, because the bigger picture is, in sitting through this conversation, it makes possible something later. And then we zoom out even further to an overall goal, a story-level goal, an act-of-the-book-level goal, a major significant goal that will have a transformative effect on the character when they directly undertake it or when they attempt it or when they accomplish it. It's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be tough. Something's supposed to happen. You've got to think about your goals on these three levels for your character, because those are the three levels your reader is going to approach it with. So let's say you have a scene, right? Let's say you have a scene where two people are on a road trip. They're driving somewhere. Doesn't really matter to where, but we can certainly make it mean something. Let's suppose we have two people going to meet family for a holiday. Sure, that sounds good. So we can get a lot of different emotional tensions there. Now, maybe we want to complicate the situation further by making sure these two people also have tension between the two of them. So we have person A and person B, and they're going to, I don't know, person A or person B's family for reasons. Now, if we're going to person A's family, person B might be somebody who's not very welcome in the family, or maybe they're meeting them for the first time and it's very nervous, but there's some emotional challenge there. When we look at a scene, when we think about the relationship between characters, we always want to look for a challenge, a question, an issue, some fill in the blank that we can try and resolve, that we can try and work through over the course of the scene. So here's our character. A and B are going to see A's family. B's never met them before. B is nervous. Now, how can we further develop this? Well, we can think about what B would do to demonstrate to the reader that they're nervous. You can't just say B's nervous because you're not giving them, the reader, a chance to see the movie in their head. You're just telling them things and it doesn't really sink in because it doesn't really seem real. But if we describe B's body language, if we talk about how B is moving or fidgeting or what they're doing repetitively, constantly raising and lowering the window, let's say, or fussing with the radio or something, we can demonstrate B's nervousness. Now, because that's an action B has taken, A can have a reaction. Again, we're just in the immediate moment. So A's reaction is to ask B for the umpteenth fucking time, what's wrong? Or to reassure them, however well or poorly, that it's going to go okay. This creates a moment between the two of them. Maybe, you know, A is tired of B being nervous and B is frustrated that A keeps telling them it'll be fine without really hearing them. Who knows? But we have this immediate moment. It's just in the car. It's just in these present seconds as the car is moving forward, driving towards our big picture goal that we're going to get to one way or the other. Straightforward. Easy peasy, nice and simple. Now, how do we escalate this? How do we move this forward more? Well, we zoom out a little bit. Now, we can add more challenge to the scene. We can put them in traffic. We can make the road long and dull. We can, you know, create a lot of pre-existing tension with the family because maybe they're all weird or wacky and A is kind of the black sheep and bringing B is a risk or something. We can zoom out a little bit. Now, maybe we turn that zooming out just into something practical, like there's traffic and they're going to run late, or the road is windy, or it's raining or snowing and the driving isn't easy. Who knows? It could be a lot of different things. But we could also take that present moment and make something out of it so that while A and B are, they're not arguing with each other, but there's a tension underneath them, right? B doesn't feel heard. A is getting a little irritated. But we can zoom out more because A also has greater baggage with them because this is A's family, and bringing B to meet the family and having the family pass judgment on them or having the family interact with them is nerve-wracking for A. Now, maybe A hasn't relayed that to B, and it's the source of their frustration as B is fidgeting in their own personal space. A is also doing some mental gymnastics about, oh my God, what's my mom going to say? What's my dad going to say? What do I do with Uncle Larry? That kind of thing. So you can always look to affect and build and develop tensions and challenges around them in order to have goals that are clear to the reader. B wants to be heard. A wants to comfort B. A wants to make sure this trip goes well. B wants this trip to go well. They want to navigate the car ride. They want to do this thing and that thing. So we can always find goals. Now, we zoom all the way out to the big picture. Maybe this is the whole plot of the story. It's a young relationship, you know, starting to establish itself amid the greater relationships in this family dynamic. And maybe it's a comedy, or maybe it's a drama, or maybe it's a romance story. It doesn't really matter for our purposes, but the biggest context is going to have the broadest goals. And as we zoom out all the way, we're just going to settle on a real broad statement like A and B both want this to go well and feel loved and cared for and sort of tolerate the family. The bigger you go, the farther out you zoom, the broader the goal should get. Likewise, the opposite is true. The more we zoom in, the more we just go down to B sitting in the passenger seat, fidgeting constantly and worrying and checking their makeup in the mirror 1,000 times or whatever. All those things shrink as we zoom in because those details become bigger. Just like if you were thinking about a camera and you move the camera closer to what you're looking at or what you're filming, it looks bigger on screen. It's the same idea. That idea, if you're looking for the term of it, is called psychic distance. The idea that distance from a thing helps us understand the size and scale of a thing. What you want to avoid is creating goals for your character that seem to have no impact. This idea of like, well, my character has a goal. They want to go fight the dragon. They want to get the promotion at work. Okay, that's fine. But you don't want to create that goal in a vacuum. You don't want to create that goal where it doesn't really seem like they're moving towards it because we're not seeing any action occur around it. So if you have a knight who wants to go fight the dragon or somebody at an office job who wants to go get a promotion, we should be seeing efforts they're doing or planning or undertaking or both in order to demonstrate that, yes, this goal is so important that we are spending time and space on the page moving them towards it. A goal that just stays abstract, a goal that just stays way in the distance where your character makes no progress is not a goal. It's a dream. It's an aspiration. Turning it, or I should say adding effort to it, doing shit about it, that's what turns an aspiration and a dream into a goal. That's the whole point. That's where we're at. That's what we're looking for. You want to frame whatever you're framing in terms of the actions taken relative to the goal pursued. Give that some thought. I'll talk to you tomorrow.